You hear all these horror stories of people that meet online, the dating websites, and the terrible things that happen. Like, he showed up and he wouldn't pay for my meal, or he showed up and he didn't have teeth, or whatever like that. But producer John has been so excited because you've been having good experiences dating online.
Yeah, this one had teeth. It was great.
It was amazing.
It was so awesome. Yeah, I met somebody who was on Bumble. We went out for the first time a couple weeks ago. Had a good time, and then we just went out again on Saturday. Also had a great time.
Like, do you like her more than a friend?
Huh? I might like her more than a friend. I don't know.
It's so exciting.
I know. Bumble is the one, right, where the girl gets to choose, right? Yeah. He has to send a message, and then she decides whether or not she wants to accept that message or whatever.
No. Bumble's the one where she has to message me first instead of like all the other ones where anyone can message anyone. Yep.
So one of my good friends, Lisa, she's engaged right now, and that's where she met her fiance on Bumble.
Right.
You forget that because it's been like a few years now, and it's every once in a while she'll be like, yeah, that's where I met Brian. I'm like, oh my God, like I forgot. Like, you always hear these terrible stories that it's so nice to hear. Like, the great stories, success stories.
Like, I really hope she's not listening right now, because you're talking about engagements already, and like, you know, I mean, right. let's take a couple steps back, and I'm trying not to freak this girl out.
So, wait a minute. You went out with her 2 weeks ago. Why did it take you so long to go on a second date if it went so well?
Because we're both single parents. That's why. And we just have crazy schedules, and it was that hard to, like, actually get, because you got to coordinate the weekend, because, you know, your ex has the kid this time, and if you've got the kid, it's just you by yourself. So it can be tough, but I mean, you know, honestly, when you're in our situation, it's nice to be able to talk to and find somebody else who can understand what that schedule is like.
You've only been single now, John, for what? Like, I mean, not even a year yet.
It's been almost exactly a year.
Okay.
Almost exactly.
Have you found that you've had success dating online and the apps and all that? Because remember, you downloaded that app for single parents?
Yeah.
Did you have any luck with that?
None. With Stir. It was called Stir. That's right.
Yeah.
No, not really. I've been out on a couple of dates with people that I met on those things. But, you know, most of the people that I've met over the last year have been in real life.
Well, one of the girls in the office is on all the dating apps. And remember, Raven, when she was showing me the pictures of John on his social, on his profiles?
Yes.
She showed you that?
Yeah.
Full rock star mode, right? She's like, should I say yes to this? Should I like this? And we were like, no. No. No, it just did. Thank you for firebombing the workplace. No, don't do that. Right. But we did see your photo profile.
Yeah.
Great.
I like the fact that you use the one of you rocking on stage with a guitar. Like, you're some kind of like Slash from Guns N' Roses.
I mean, it was a good pick.
Right.
It was a good picture.
So which app did you find to be the most successful for you?
I guess Bumble, or really it's a tie between Bumble and Tinder. Those are the two. I've gone out on two dates that I've of people that I've met online, one on Tinder, one on Bumble.
Do you think that Tinder is no longer just the hookup app, like now that it's more mainstream?
I've had a bunch of people who have met people they're now married to. Actually, my buddy just had twins the other day. Congratulations, Kyle, from someone he met on Tinder.
I mean, but he's like, I've had a friend, right? Not him. He's had none of these meaningful experiences Tinder.
No.
Right.
I mean,
he's heard of people. He read about it one time.
It's been a year, Raven. You got to give it some time, bro.
I mean, it's not bad, though. So Bumble has been high success rate.
Bumble's been a good success rate. Tinder's been pretty good.
All right. So, you know, we want to hear some. How about some of the success stories? You hear all these terrible stories. And yeah, sure, some of them are funny and not so funny. But have you had success online dating through the apps? What was it? And what happened? 1-800-330-9999. 54% of Americans say they have had success with online dating. I think that's awesome, because you always hear these horror stories of terrible things that have gone wrong. And then producer John's been walking around here because he started dating this lady that he met on Bumble, and he's like pretty happy about it. He's all excited.
So 56% is going pretty good, and 46% are ending up in a trunk somewhere and we never hear from them again.
Right.
They're just not filling out the survey. Is that it?
I think it's more like they show up and they don't match the profile pic or whatever the image is. I don't think that they're, you know, being harmed.
Well, that seems
God
better.
Forbid. Right. Yeah. So, you know, everyone always talks about the bad stories. We want to hear the good stories. Optimistic, right? What's the good time that you had when you met somebody online dating? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. You had success with online dating?
So much success. We are actually going to be celebrating our 16th wedding anniversary this July, and we met online on a site called Lava Life, which I believe spinned off to Match.com.
Oh my gosh, you got the pre-Match.com website. I didn't even know there was a pre-Match.com website.
so awesome. We met at a little bar, a little Irish pub in St. Paul, and we've been together since.
All right. Well, that's awesome. Congratulations to you.
Yay. Thanks, Anna.
Tana and Raven, where did you have success dating online?
I have had success. I found my boyfriend through eHarmony.
Is eHarmony still around?
We're going on almost 5 years, so it was around 5 years ago.
eHarmony is the one where, like, you know, they're like, we want to get to know the deeper you, right? It's like, you know, another layer or whatever. It's a long survey.
Yes. Yeah, it was a very long survey, so I felt like it was very thorough, but the survey didn't really matter. Like, it didn't match us. I was just kind of trolling through, and right. I saw some similar interests that I had, and didn't drink, didn't smoke, no kids.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Just trolling through, because by the time you get to, like, the fourth page of a test, anybody, I don't care what test it is, even to find the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with, you're just like, oh, just put C. Just put down C again.
Exactly. It's like Amazon. If you're not looking on the first page of Amazon, why are you scrolling?
So right, forget
it's
it.
It's got to be
right.
on the first. But he was great. He came right up top. So we are so happy together.
Dan and Raven, what success did you have online dating?
Good morning. So it's not me personally. It was my dad. So my dad was married 48 years when my mom passed away, and a couple of years later, unbeknownst to us, he went on Match at 76 years old, met a woman, and got married, and has been married for six, seven years now.
Come on!
I mean, you know, he's got living left to do, right? You don't want to do it alone. You don't want to be lonely. Right?
How did he know how to turn on the computer? That's what I want to know, right?
Absolutely. We had no idea. He was very specific with who we wanted to date and who we didn't want to date. And he met someone. They went on one date. And a year later, they got married.
Congratulations to him. Crazy, that's awesome.
Right?
Yeah, that's nuts.
Right?
Yeah.
They probably had like some special on it with Matlock or something. Like, at the end of this episode, stick around. And we're going to learn how to turn on your computer.